This is a summary of class number 11, Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For, presented by Z. Charnot in November 2003. There was one handout and a poem. He referenced David Wilcock, saying that he had great empathy with what Wilcock says. Wilcock's website has been changed now to www.divinecosmos.com, which is not the same as what's in the article. Seth, as per Jane Roberts and Robert Butts, is a fifth density entity, and Seth, too, was a less familiar being. The raw material presented by Carla Ruckert and Don Elkins and later Jim McCarty is a sixth density entity. They produced books also titled The Law of One, and Z would prefer to call it The Law of Oneness. Something flows between parts of the universe that allows the parts to know one another. This is the foundation of Einstein's E equals mc squared, where there is a value-following relationship on both sides of the equal sign. Biological processes are built upon the Fibonacci series. Examples, multiplication processes, particularly in metabolism. There is an amino acid that acts like a diode. This is fantastic. It allows currents to flow one way, but won't allow the current to flow back. We can build off of this idea. With charges in motion, you have a conservation of path length and susceptibility. You have self and other than self-referencing emanations, coupling. There's a parceling of energy, and it is changing as a result of changes in the solar system. Being is eternal. Worlds come and go. This is explorable by means of meditation and means of skills of consciousness. Mind awake, body asleep, helps you to choose what you give attention to. Being is its own justification. We create creators. The agency of being is the source of creating. Michael Newton wrote the book Journey of Souls. He did hypnosis with people after death and before birth. Z explores out of his body. He doesn't use hypnosis on himself for that purpose. He just explores out of his body. All doing and action is an artifact of intent. The thalamus, the nucleates of the thalamus, are where the senses converge. GABA aminobutyric acid, GABA, is a substance where 90% of neurotransmitters in the brain are inhibitory. There are 207 different neurotransmitters. The basic strategy of the brain is to 1. Multiply the signal, 2. Combine the signal, and 3. Select the signal, in other words, allow the signal or disallow the signal. And GABA says, don't go. It disallows the signal. Remember, with speech, we disallow combinations to gain literacy. Unallowable combinations are what we reverse with the meditative process. So I make the appeal, couple training with education. Education provides information. Training increases your capacity to learn. You navigate by means of intent. This has more to do with your soul than with your brain. He references the book Etidorpa, written by John Uri Lloyd. Zen training allows things that others don't allow. If someone gives me LSD, my state does not change because I am already allowing what would be considered unallowable combinations for someone else. You've got eternal existence whether you want it or not. The issue is your destiny, not whether or not you have eternal life. He references John C. Lilly, how we create our own environment. The universe is expanding. We ride the expansion. We cause the expansion with ego, with closure. He suggests we read John Gribben, The Omega Point, where we determine the Omega Point. There are belief system territories. How do we get loose from always going back to the familiar? He references Hermetics. He talks about the Overself, how the Amakua projects focus personalities, which is what we are. We gain morality by living our lives in terms of the existence of others. We need openness, not protection. We need to take refuge. You want everyone to be liberated. You don't want to be tempted to get angry. You want to keep yourself open, and you want to help liberate others. Even ugly beings are part of the permutations and probabilities explored. We substitute doing for being, and we call this eventfulness life. Ecology is physiology extended to the environment. We export functions so we can specialize in other ways. For example, we don't produce vitamin C like a cat does, so we have to get it from eating fruit or taking supplements. This creates an interdependence. We impart order to our environment, and then we use it, and we incubate order. Prayer. There is strategic prayer, and then there is begging. Breath is a pulse. It's called prana in the Vedic scriptures. You can invest order and pattern in the breath you take in. Action potentials that occur along the capillaries determine what parts of the pulse are needed here and there to make things just right. The universe pulses. There are cycles. There is a compression. Concentrate order in that compressive intake. You are interdependent. You put pattern into the prana. You don't give off junk. You supply carbon dioxide to plants. You are interdependent. Whatever you give your attention to, you are responsible for editing. You edit the image. We need to be attuned to that increased energy density. There is a maximum diversity from a minimum inventory. That is a definition of elegance. There are elegant principles. Be a universal functionary. Be a skillful giver. I used to think sacrifice was virtuous. No, don't give from sacrifice. Give from abundance. And if you don't have abundance, that's your own fault. That's your responsibility. Have what you use and use what you have. Get your courage together. If you furnish an alienated and isolated self in life, you might find yourself doing it after death too. Don't duplicate my mistakes. Learn meditation so you can tune into your own radio station. Line transport can be better than batch transport. Let's overcome this production of GABA. We are counter-entropic process centers. The universe is not running down, it's running up. We are a luminous egg. Let's learn to dance. We need mobility, agility, robustness. We must go through this tension, charge, discharge, relax. Extendable processing is consonant, concordant, related, and moral. Live and make alive. Freedoms are not rights. Freedoms are consequences. We need to figure out the valuable freedoms and how to create them. There is a compassionate reach on the part of beings to not leave us alone, to arouse us and stir us to greater possibilities so we can make a heaven out of this world, a heaven out of this earth, and not just wait for death.